Joining me this morning for our Community Connection, Dori Potter, all the way from the other end of the hall. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Hey, it's that time of year, Charlie.
You don't have your jingle bells.
No, I get to shop. Oh. You know, it's a tough job, Charlie, but I have to shop every day.
Well, it is. I mean, it's part of work, right?
It's part of work. That's right, because it's our annual auction that's coming up. The KWN, KYFM, KRG, KPGM annual auction is coming up Saturday, July 30th. So I am visiting local businesses, our clients, people that do advertising with us, and I'm shopping in their stores and buying items for this auction.
I see more and more items being added to the website every day.
Exactly. And we've got our little warehouse downstairs. We've got some over another warehouse, too. And we have fabulous gift certificates. You know, that's the neat thing about the auction. Let me just back up a minute and tell people that this is an annual event that we do. It's a promotion through the radio stations where we do go out and we buy brand new products and merchandise, gift certificates, that type of thing.
We get to highlight our advertisers.
Exactly. We get to shop there. And then we meet out at the Washington County Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 30th at 10 a.m. and we auction them all off. And so come on out, join us. There'll be free numbers, free prizes. We have a rolling pin there who brings their cinnamon rolls, and then they'll do lunch with sandwiches with on their fresh bread, and it's just fabulous. But we have a fun time with this auction. We guarantee that what you buy at the auction, you can't pay 80% of the retail. 80% of the retail, the price stops.
So if I wanted to bid 81%, I can't.
No. It stops at 80% and of the retail. So you know you're going to at least save 20%. But it's an auction. So, you know, some things go 30, 40, 50% depending on how well I shop.
In the past years, it's been a few years, but I have picked up some really great buys on Christmas for my wife.
Exactly. You know? No, you can, because we do have everything from jewelry to, this year we have a lawnmower, a riding lawnmower, a Kubota riding lawnmower. I mean, we go from small little trinket type things to that. We have a full gamut and some great things that people are going to enjoy.
I can get my backyard done in 2 minutes.
Exactly. But no, as you said, it's going up on our website. Jerry Melton, our promotions director, she is busily putting things up every day as I shop. She inventories them and puts it on our website with pictures and items. And so you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com and kind of catch some of the things that are there. I must say, some of the most popular things, though, are always the gift certificates.
Yeah.
Because we have them for restaurants. We have them for Branson, a lot of the different tourist places. We have them for the Dewey Hotel, even, you know, for touring there. But we have them for the Frank Phillips home, if you want to take tours of the Frank Phillips home. So we have great gift certificates that, again, you're saving money on. You're saving 20% at least, and a lot of them go a lot cheaper than that, too.
And you mentioned restaurants, and I'll pick on food because I think everybody goes out to eat someplace sometime.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a $20 gift certificate for XYZ restaurant.
Dink's, Sterling's,
yeah.
Egbert's, yeah, I've got
any one of those. Mm-hmm. So I can get four at not more than $16, I get $20 worth of food.
Exactly. You got it. And like I said, Charlie, some of them, you know, go for $12 instead of the $16, too. So
Although a lot of them tend to go...
The food ones do tend to go a little bit more. But I will say some of the attractions, especially the Branson tickets, you know. You're going to Branson anyway. Let's save some money before you go there and get your tickets here. So,
places like Andy Williams Theater, like Liverpool Legends, like I haven't looked at the
Clay
list.
Clay Cooper, the Million Dollar Quartet at the Welk Resort, the Grand Country Music Hall. Because I've got a list in front of me here, too, but they're not in the order of just Branson.
Yeah.
But, no, there are fabulous ones. Yesterday, I got to go up to Edna, Kansas and pick up another mattress. Those mattresses that they make at Edna Mattress Factory are fabulous.
Somebody gets a great night's sleep for a long time picking up one of those.
Exactly. Well, and the fun thing about it for me, too, Charlie, is I'll admit we have an auction coming up in Coffeyville. Well, at the Coffeyville radio stations, KGGF and Sister stations this Saturday in Independence.
Really?
And so I am also shopping in Independence and Kansas and Edna and Caney and all four. I am shopping twice as hard, Charlie, but I'm well qualified. I can do that. But so I invite people, if they've got time this Saturday morning, we're going to be part of Sidewalk Days in Independence, Kansas. It'll start at 10 o'clock. It's in the old JCPenney building that's just off this, it's about a block or so off the square there in the main drag in Independence. And so join us for a fun auction there. Again, we're going to have a lot of the same type of things with gift certificates and Some of the Branson, you know, things as well will be there, as well as a lot of great items. I was up at Derailed Commodity day before yesterday and got a nice rocker recliner, you know, from there too. And then I come down here and I go to Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center and get my rocker recliner here for our auction. So, hey, whichever auction you go to, rocker recliner, you're set.
It's Auction City. Do them both. You got one this Saturday then.
This Saturday in Independence at 10 o'clock. And mark your calendars for the KWN-KYFM KRIG one on July 30th, 10 a.m. at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Now, you mentioned that some of these are going to, and I know some people have got their own strategies. They've got a list of you know, gone to the website and printed things out what they want. I see two or three people that just got a signed max bid that they hold up as soon as the thing is announced. But it starts off, we got a great auctioneer crew, by the way. We haven't talked about them yet. But you or somebody will announce what the item is, and one of the station staff will kind of hold it up so they get to look at it and then give the retail price.
Exactly. Well, and if you come early, we actually have some tables that all the items are set up on the tables too, and you can see we have cards on each of the items, and it'll say the retail price, and then it'll say the 80% price. So you can, you know, look at the items ahead of time and kind of pre-shop before the auction starts. Even once the auction started, you can still go browse the tables that are back behind there too. You mentioned our auctioneers. We've got Auctions by Mary again. Mary Barnes and her daughter Pam Elvington will again be our auctioneers this year for it, and they do a fabulous job. They make it fun, you know, and they're easy to understand. They actually talk slower than I do, Charlie.
I'd say that's not hard.
But exactly. But no, they just make it a whole lot of fun, and so we have a good time with them, and they weren't able to be with us last year for some personal reasons, so they're back with us again, and we're just thrilled to be working with them again this year at the auction.
Now, the gift certificates, okay, and I don't know. I'll say Welk Resort, and I don't know if they're on the list, but I'm going to
take them. They are, yes.
Okay, so you got, let's say, 25 gift certificates for Welk Resort. How does the price get determined for all 25?
Okay, well, it goes to an auction, just like normal, and say the price of the ticket is $35, and they'll do the bidding up, and whoever gets it maybe for $24, then Pam, she'll say, okay, how many do you want? And the person will say, well, I want four. Okay, she'll say, okay, does anybody else want any at that same price? And then the next person will say, yeah, I want two of them at that price. And then maybe somebody else will raise their hand and say, I want five of them at that price. And so they'll just go through and sell till they get to the 25. If they don't sell all 25 of them at that point like that, then we actually have what we call a gift certificate board. And so we take the leftover gift certificates that already have a price on them, and we have a display on the wall, and we'll say what the going price was. And so if you can't be there at 10 o'clock, you can't come until noon. I mean, we usually go till about 2 o'clock, 11 or 1:30 or 2 o'clock. But if you need to come late, that's okay. You aren't going to miss out, because you can come up to that gift certificate board and see, okay, there are still 8 tickets left at $25 for the Welk Resort, and so you can just purchase them at that time at our gift certificate table that has established prices already. So come when you can, you know, and stay as long as you can. It's just a whole lot of fun, and if you are late, you still have a chance to get some of the leftover gift certificates that have a price established on them.
Now, if you plan on bidding on something large like the mattress or the riding lawnmower, have a friend that can help you transport it home.
Exactly, yeah, because we do, it's cash and carry type of thing, you know. And I say cash, we take credit card, we take check, you take it home with you afterwards.
Well, no, 90 days, same as cash sort of thing.
No. It's you pay and go. Yep. So cash, check, or credit card, we'll take all
And
all
you
three.
Bought it and it's yours.
Exactly. But no, and you know, we mentioned gift certificates, like we mentioned the attractions, we also mentioned the food ones, but there are also places like Look and Sharp Laundry, there's Wise's Boot and Shoe Repair. So a lot of service places in town will also have gift certificates that we can purchase from. And then the businesses that have items, we tend to get items from those places because you like to maybe see something that's from that store. When I go in and shop, I try and say, you know, what would be representative of your store that maybe people don't even realize you've got, you know? And so so we try to represent the stores well so that people can see what the stores are and then want to go back in and shop some of those places.
And I don't know, you know, some of the places I know in the past, let's say for my furniture store, you might have a love seat and chairs or something like that. And from somebody that sells home health, you might have one of these stand-up chairs that kind of help you get up and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, some people, as they see the list, they're going to say, Davis Family Funeral Home. What did you get at Davis Family Funeral Home? You know,
I don't need
it's
it
not
that
pre-need. No, it's not pre-need. No, actually, they have plants and flowers. Yeah. And so they have gift certificates for plants that you can get for services. And they'll deliver it. It doesn't have to be, or you can come pick it up. But it doesn't have to be for even their funeral home. But they have plants and flowers and all, too, as part of their service. So when you see Davis Family Funeral Home, it's not a pre-need type of a setup. It's actually for the floral. I was trying to think of some other kind of unique ones that we might have.
In the past, we've had tires, and I don't know if you have tires yet or not. But it's kind of...
You know, Charlie, I'm trying to remember because I'm getting now confused between the two stations. I
it
know I
matter.
Have tires in Coffeyville. Let me try and think if I've got some here in Bartlesville. I can't remember.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, we've got steaks, National Steak and Poultry out of Owosso. So we're going to have, you know, steaks again from there. So that will be fun. Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli will have good stuff, you know, from them, the gift certificates. Swimming Holes, I've been there and shopped already for a lot of pool supplies and that type of thing. Gail's Hairstyling and Spa, your Pamper packages, you know, the gift certificates for that. So the list goes on. One of my favorite things, Feed Mart Just for Pets. Mm-hmm. They have the cutest little portable aquarium. It's an aquarium for a guppy, mm-hmm. and it's not very large. It's plastic, but the theme and the background and the little figures that are inside it are from the new movie Finding Dory. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I had to get that, Charlie. It is darling.
She doesn't spell it the same way, but that's okay.
Exactly. Well, and with these granddaughters, you know, I mean, they need a little guppy, don't you think? Sure. I don't know if their mom or dad think they need a guppy, but grandma thinks they need
one. Can I transport it to Illinois for my granddaughter?
Probably so. But they have more Feed Mart Just for Pets,
oh, okay.
too. So you could go by there and see. They've also got some in the Frozen theme, too, you know, mm-hmm. the movie Frozen. And so anyway, they're darling.
Those are great little girls.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of fun things. One of the hot items, I think, this year, we have gas gift certificates, you know, for ASAP General Stores,
sure.
The Phillips 66 stores that are around Bartlesville.
Yeah.
So
come. Get your kickback card if you don't already have one.
Exactly. But, you know you're going to buy gas anyway, so you might as well save at least 20%. Those will probably go for the 80%. But, yeah, we're going to – exactly. So we'll have the gas cards, too. Boulevard Discount Pharmacy, I've got a lift chair. If you have somebody that's aging in your family and, you know, that would be a boost for them, you know, this is what they need is that little boost. This would be a great time to get a lift chair for them. You can come and test drive it at the auction and see how well it works and go ahead and put a bid on it.
Sounds like a great deal. And this is, you know, the list is growing. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll tell people how they can check out the list online and watch it grow in just a moment.